Welcome to this deep dive. So, you know, when you buy a luxury car, you might feel like you're paying this huge premium just for that shiny metal logo on the hood, right?
Yeah, you just kind of assume the engineering underneath actually matches the prestige of the badge.
Exactly. Well, today we are looking at this stack of surprisingly gripping research on electrical enclosure manufacturing. And our mission here is to figure out why finding the best product is actually all about hidden factory decisions and not the famous logo on the door.
Right, and the stakes here are, well, they're massive right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the U.S. market for these enclosures is scaling so fast. It's projected to hit $5 billion by 2031, which is mostly driven by skyrocketing power densities in modern data centers.
Yeah, so with billions of dollars of critical infrastructure on the line, the pressure to get the physical housing right is immense.
Okay, let's unpack this, because with that much at stake, my initial instinct is to just trust the massive global players.
Yeah, the ones with the huge R&D budgets.
Right. They have the giant catalogs, the dedicated QA departments. It just feels incredibly risky to trust, like, a regional sheet metal shop with critical infrastructure over a recognizable brand.
Well, I mean, that instinct makes sense on the surface, but it conflates brand recognition with engineering reality. The physical criteria required to protect those critical systems, you know, the materials, the environmental ratings, load-bearing strength, that's all just static physics.
And a logo stamped on the door doesn't magically alter physics.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is that a regional shop building exactly to a highly specified drawing often outperforms a global brand's standard off-the-shelf unit, because they control the specific manufacturing mechanics.
So you're saying the physics are dictated entirely on the assembly line, which makes sense. I was looking at how these factories build the corners of the enclosures, and I think you'd assume a metal corner is just a standard feature.
Oh, not at all. The corner is actually the main battlefield for an enclosure's protection rating.
Wait, really? The corner?
Yeah. In traditional manufacturing, making that corner is this five-step manual grind. It's cutting, bending, welding, grinding, and polishing. Three of those steps rely entirely on a human operator's hand.
Wow. So because of that manual input, no two corners across a whole batch are ever truly identical.
Right, exactly. But compare that to a cold-formed corner. The metal is closed under immense machine pressure, so the geometry becomes a repeatable numerical setting.
It's not just some worker having a steady hand that day.
Nope. The environmental seal is guaranteed by the physics of the machine.
See, here's where it gets really interesting to me. That manual variation ends up creating massive blind spots in the final product. The sources highlight this perfectly with the electrical grounding path.
Oh, the powder coating.
Right. Because powder coating is essentially a plastic polymer. It's a fantastic electrical insulator. So if a factory doesn't meticulously mask off the specific frame joints before spraying that powder coat,
a bolted joint just won't conduct a fault current.
Exactly. It's basically like wrapping a power cord's plug in thick rubber electrical tape and then wondering why the outlet won't turn on your TV. Just because the bolt itself is metal doesn't mean the painted joint it sits in will conduct electricity.
And masking those joints before painting is a ground-level production decision, but with potentially life-saving consequences. Often, the painting department and the electrical department operate in total silos.
They aren't even talking to each other. So if these critical details, like a perfectly masked joint or a machine-pressed corner, are completely hidden from the buyer, evaluating a manufacturer seems kind of impossible without hauling everything into a testing lab.
Well, you evaluate them by testing the batch, not the sample.
Okay, explain that.
Any supplier on earth can build one flawless, pristine display unit for a pitch meeting, right? The true test is whether unit number 1 and unit number 800 are mathematically identical.
Oh, so you measure units pulled directly from the middle of a live production run.
Exactly. You ask for 3 units from the middle. A mid-run test exposes that manual drift we were talking about earlier with the hand-welded corners.
It just completely strips away the marketing.
It does. And you also have to strip away assumptions when reading their safety ratings. Buyers constantly try to map IP ratings directly to NEMA ratings.
They just assume a high IP number guarantees a high NEMA number, right?
Yeah, but they measure fundamentally different mechanisms. An IP rating simply tests ingress. They just blast the enclosure with water and dust to see what gets inside.
But NEMA ratings test mechanical functionality under extreme stress. Like, if door hinges still operate when covered in a thick layer of ice.
Or if the gasket material breaks down when exposed to industrial oils over time, yeah. You can easily have a box that keeps a water jet out for an IP test, but completely corrodes and fails during a NEMA test.
So relying on a simple conversion chart between those ratings is just a trap. Just like assuming a famous brand name or like a heavy steel gauge automatically equals quality. It's just a habit, not an engineering position. So for everyone listening, why should you care? Because finding the right enclosure means looking past the hood ornament and examining the actual assembly line. Understanding these hidden mechanisms gives you the insider advantage of knowing what really protects our most critical data centers.
Yeah, and it leaves you with this final thought. If relying on a human operator's feel introduces dangerous, hidden variation into something as fundamentally simple as a steel box, where else in our highly standardized tech world are we blindly trusting manual habits over precise machine settings?